Charlie May Holcomb, 71, who lives in the area, said that the lack of sanitation accounts for the allergies, asthma, and heart problems pervasive in the county. Everyone's dying, she tells photographer Matt Black. Hers is one of dozens of stories Black gathered as he documented America's water crisis for over a year. For most Americans, water does not get a second thought. It flows at the turn of a knob at a cost that is all but negligible. This is as it should be. Being essential to life, clean water is a right under international law and UN declarations. Yet in the U.S., it's far from guaranteed. More than 30 million Americans live in areas where water systems violated safety rules at the beginning of last year, according to data from the Environmental Protection Agency. Others simply cannot afford to keep water flowing. As with basically all environmental and climate issues, poor people and minority communities are hit hardest. In Denmark, South Carolina, local officials added the untested chemical halosan to drinking water, intending to combat rust-like deposits but leaving residents to deal with a slew of unexplained skin ailments. Suspicious of the water, Eugene Horseman Smith and his wife Pauline Ray Brown have collected samples for a decade, sharing them with scientists and an attorney. Denmark is like a third-world country, says Smith. In Inez, Kentucky, residents still battle the remnants of millions of gallons of toxic sludge, replete with arsenic and mercury, that leaked into the water 2 decades ago. Locals face liver and kidney damage, as well as increased risk of cancer.